Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, and I'm back again in this series called Essential Oils. We're learning about essential oils, and this is number 4. In previous series, we've looked at what are essential oils, how were they used in ancient times, are all essential oils created equally, how do they work in the physical body, and today we're going to look at how they support us emotionally. Now, it's pretty hard to deny when we hurt our physical body that there's something going on. So that's why we take a pretty good care of our or pay pretty good attention to our physical body, because we can see it, touch it, and we know when something has happened to it. We also have an emotional body, and that emotional body is unseen, yet it's every bit as real as the physical part of us. We usually do a much less impressive job of taking care of the emotional body, and that's because of a couple of things. You see, we don't see it, so we tend to forget it's there, or we tend to want to forget it's there. For example, if I poke a hole in my arm, I'm going to take care of it right away. I'm going to cleanse it. I'm going to bandage it. I'm going to tend to it and watch it to make sure that it heals. I know that if I don't and my arm gets badly infected, I could get very sick and I might even lose my arm. Another reason we tend to neglect the care of our emotional being is because most of us are taught from an early age to just get over it. Don't cry. Suck it up. Big boys and girls don't cry. And so this creates a pattern of behavior that causes us to deny our true feelings. We think or try to convince ourselves that we've gotten over some emotional hurt, and yet that's usually not the case. Emotions are energy. Energy in motion, if you will. That energy, the energy of emotions, it gets stored in the body at the cellular level. Just like that oxidative stress that I talked about in episode number 3 causes significant damage to our physical body, so too can the emotions that get stored throughout all the parts of the body cause damage. And sometimes, just like the example of the unattended poke in the arm, where it will fester and cause subsequent problems, so too will those emotions that get stored at the cellular level that are not dealt with in a healthy manner. So, how can we release those emotions, particularly if they're negative? Well, one way is by using pure, authentic essential oils. Now, essential oils are comprised of teeny tiny molecules. And in one of the previous podcasts, I explained that they're aromatic, which means we can smell them easily because their molecules are so teeny tiny and lightweight that they float off the surface of the liquid oil. When that happens, they enter the nose, go up in through the nostril, through the nerve pathways to the limbic part of the brain. It's also called the amygdala, and that's also known as the seat of emotions. Yes, you heard me right. Essential oils can pass through the blood-brain barrier. The sense of smell is the only one of our 5 senses that bypasses the reasoning cortex or rational part of the brain. When we touch something hot, the nerves in our hand immediately send messages to the reasoning cortex of the brain that say, hot, burn. And very quickly, that part of the brain sends a message to other parts of the body telling you to lift your hand, to move back away from the source of the heat, etc. It's something you think about. You analyze what your hand feels. Not so with the sense of smell. Those messages don't get evaluated, if you will, by the reasoning cortex part of the brain. Instead, what we smell goes, those messages go straight to the limbic brain, which automatically, without us thinking about it, calls up memories that have been stored sometimes for decades. Have you ever walked into a room or just gotten a whiff of an aroma, say like pumpkin pie, and been immediately transported back to, say, you know, dinner, Thanksgiving dinners at grandma's house? Or have you ever smelled a particular aroma and immediately remembered an event that happened with a person that you haven't even seen or spoken to in years? That's how the limbic part of the brain works. It can release emotions that are stored at the cellular level without us even having to actively recall the memory that prompted that emotion. So we can use essential oils and their wonderful aromas to unlock emotions that we may have stored years ago without even realizing it. We don't even know those emotions are there. Remember earlier when I said emotions are energy in motion? That energy can be positive, good memories like the pumpkin pie, or negative, meaning hurtful or traumatic memories. By simply inhaling essential oil molecules, we can release, let go, and truly free ourselves from negative memories that have been too painful for us to address face to face. Now, which essential oils can do this? Now, there are some singles and blends that tend to reach the limbic part of the brain quickly. And so we think of those as, quote, emotional oils. The truth of the matter is any essential oil, any aroma for that matter, can help you release memories and emotions that no longer serve you. And that's a really good affirmation that you can use when using essential oils to support your emotional health. Inhale the oil deeply and say, I willingly and lovingly release these emotions that no longer serve me. I hope this has been helpful. As we continue our series on essential oils, I hope that you're enjoying them, that you're learning from them, that they are enriching you, and that you'll follow us and check back for future podcasts. If you like these podcasts, please share them with your friends. And until next time, this is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. I'll leave you with this message. Please always remember to take time for you.